baby, I hate.
I freaking hate.
That intro is a bit of a lie because I actually don't hate Valentine's Day. Welcome to episode 39, or maybe it's 40. I don't know. I've never been good with numbers. Of this one could talk about anything. I'm Melanie with two L's because, as always, your name, the spelling doesn't change from one week to the next. Or does it? I don't know. We're not here to talk about that. That little opening number was called Heartbreak Holiday. It's a song by MKTO, which I've mentioned on a couple of episodes. Mentioning them again, this is the final time. I'm just using that song because it fits. So this week we're talking about the worst Valentine's days that you could actually have. I have my mom back with me on the show. I've had her on a couple of times. But this week we're going to talk about the worst Valentine's days. And because it's my mom and we always get carried away and it turns into kind of like a shit show, we're probably going to talk about a bunch of other things that have absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's Day. But these kinds of episodes are my favorite because I deliberately named this show This Blonde Can Talk About Anything so that I could literally talk about anything. Didn't want to limit myself. So we're talking about Valentine's Day, terrible Valentine's Day, horrible, no good, very bad Valentine's days that have absolutely nothing to do with not having a Valentine. Because like I say it a thousand, I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times, bitch, buy your own chocolate. And you know what? Maybe don't. Maybe buy your own plant chocolate because that shit tastes much better and it's better for you. So we are we're just going to go into this. And I hope you have a good time. I hope you enjoy the ride. I'm always here to make you laugh. Hopefully you're laughing. If you're not laughing, well, I'm very, very sorry. Anyway, everyone always complains about how they don't have a Valentine on Valentine's Day. Like I can't go on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I can't go on social media without seeing some friend or another complaining about they don't have a Valentine. So before I get into this, I just want to say buy your own damn chocolate. Like if you wait the next day, it'll be on sale if you're really that cheap. But at the dollar store, it's the same price every day. I don't eat this type of chocolate because I'm a snob, but just if you really want chocolate or if you really want flowers, you can buy it for yourself and you shouldn't need a man to buy you underwear. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I don't have any friends on Valentine's Day or any other day. No, I'm kidding. But I decided to bring my mom back on the show because some people have had like really horrible Valentine's days, like really horrible, truly horrible Valentine's Day. I had one myself. And it was had nothing to do with like not having a Valentine or even a significant other because I never really gave a shit about that stuff and I still don't because I don't need another person to buy me chocolate and flowers. If you need that, I mean, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you. Anyway, so my parents, they were married, obviously, at some point, and they got a divorce on Valentine's Day. So I thought now would be a good time to just have my mom tell you a story about what it's like when you're sitting there crying because you don't have any chocolate and flowers on Valentine's Day to get divorce papers on Valentine's Day.
Well, it wasn't what I was expecting, but it was the best damn gift I ever got. I was at work when I was served with divorce papers, and I let out a big yes when I was reading that the divorce was final. And the people at work kind of looked at me like I was a little strange and said, "What's so exciting?" And I said, "I am divorced. I'm so happy."
I think you might be the only person in the world who gets happy about a divorce. But on Valentine's Day of all the days, you're excited about getting a divorce.
Well, I wasn't excited. I wasn't prepared for receiving divorce papers on Valentine's Day, but I was excited to be rid of the thing that I called a husband.
Why are you calling him a thing? Can you elaborate? Can you explain to people why this is such a good divorce? Because I mean, maybe getting divorced on Valentine's Day should be the new thing. Maybe we should cancel all this chocolate and flowers crap.
No, I can tell you what it is. I was young when I met your father, and
Wait a minute. My father, Marlon Brando, was not the person from whom you got a divorce.
No, your father, Marlon Brando, is not the person I got a divorce from. We'll just say his initials are PB, peanut butter.
Okay.
He was a great worker, but as far as being a father and a husband, he was lacking in that department. And I'm not talking about below the belt.
Well, since you went there. I mean, I don't want to know about it, but other people might want to.
Oh, well, he was better with his mouth than anything else.
That is so disgusting. Is that why you had that toy, that sex toy?
No, I didn't use it. That was a joke for when I got married, from when I got married.
So people are going to be thinking now, what the fuck? So when I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4, my mom had this, I guess it's a dildo. And it looked like a lipstick, and I didn't know that it was a penis. So I just, well, you tell them what I did.
Well, she came out of my room rubbing this penis lipstick around her lips. And I looked up and I went, oh my God, where did you get that?
It wasn't even lipstick, it was rubber. And why don't you tell everyone where you got it?
Well, I had a wedding shower, and my mother decided to play a joke and give me all her used lingerie along with this lipstick-like penis plastic thing. I'm not quite sure what I was supposed to do with that, because I don't know if you heard about my friend Dennis, but
everyone has heard about Dennis. About
the same size as somebody who would try to put their penis in a pool jet at the YMCA. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So essentially what she's saying is she didn't use it, but there's like a pretty good chance that my grandmother did. And I put this all over my lips.
I think it was more of a joke. I don't think she used it for anything.
How do you know? Are you insinuating that my grandfather had like a large junk?
Oh, I don't know. That's a no subject for me. I'm from a different era than you are.
You never seen him naked?
No, and I don't know. No, I never did. No.
Well, she's lucky because I did. I think I was maybe 7 or 8.
When you first...
No, I did not.
Hairbrush? Yeah,
that's not the truth. She wasn't even there. And my grandmother said, Melanie, go in the bathroom and get the brush. Sorry about that sound. She said, go in the bathroom and get the hairbrush. So I went in the bathroom and I went to get the hairbrush, and the door wasn't locked. And when I opened the door, my grandpa was coming out of the shower, and he was standing there. He was naked and he was kind of frozen. And I also was frozen. And I don't even know how I got out of the bathroom. I think he must have pushed me out and maybe shut the door. I don't remember. And I don't even know how we got onto the subject.
I'm not quite sure, but here.
Because you started talking about Dennis's penis in the YMCA. And you know what's funny? I don't think I would ever tell somebody that that was my friend, Dennis.
Well, Dennis was a...
Dennis isn't dead, so Dennis is a...
Dennis was...
Is.
He was sick at the time.
When? At the time he went to the YMCA?
No, at the time that I met him, he was sick. He had just lost his wife.
Now I wonder why, because he went to the YMCA a few times? Too many?
Perhaps.
Actually, it's prostitutes.
Yeah, it was prostitutes, actually. But speaking of Valentine's Day gifts...
We weren't talking about Valentine's Day gift, but I just have to ask, did anybody, because you brought it up, did you get any other weird penises for Valentine's Day? Like any penis chocolates or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
I should say, after my parents got a divorce, my mom went to the store and bought penis lollipops.
For all your father's ex-mistresses.
And my father is Marlon Brando, but okay. And penis pasta. And she phoned my father And she said, Melanie has a present for you. And then she drove by the house, well, his apartment, and she opened the car door on the passenger side, and she threw these penises out the door and told him that they were from me.
No, actually, what I yelled out the window was, there are a few extra in there for your mistresses when you're not around. They can all have a penis to suck.
How do you suck on pasta?
Well, it was the suckers, not the pasta.
There was only two suckers.
No, there was more than two suckers.
I only remember like a red and an orange.
Well, they were all red, so you don't remember them at all.
Maybe that's a good thing. I was like, okay, I was like 11, so I shouldn't have been, my mother shouldn't have been showing me penises. But so anyway, some people don't have a Valentine. Some people get divorced on Valentine's Day. And that's not even the worst thing that can happen to you on Valentine's Day. But I'm still not going there yet. Apparently, you can get a really terrible gift in your 50s from your boyfriend who you dated when you were 13, who apparently still is 13 in his head. And this is the story of, I don't think I should say his name. I'll say he's a terrible person because he doesn't like Tom Brady. And if you don't like Tom Brady, then you're just a fucking idiot, period. But so it was Valentine's Day. Oh, it wasn't Valentine's Day. Okay, let her tell you because I only saw the pictures.
Okay, well, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day because, you know, it's Divorce Day.
Divorcentine's Day. Is that a new thing?
It's a new thing. So this so-called boyfriend invited me to his apartment for Valentine's Day, which we had created that day for our special day.
What day was it?
It was February 7th, actually.
Well, that's a little early.
It was early, but he lived in another city, and I...
And quite frankly, he should have stayed there.
He did.
I mean, like, permanently, forever, and never came into my face.
Okay. Well, anyway, I can say that he did. He did a nice attempt. He wrote, I love you, in candles that were hidden underneath his couch.
So were you supposed to crawl under the couch?
No, when I came out of the bathroom, he had moved the couch straight across the room and lit all these candles. And
oh, and there was Christmas lights.
No.
Yeah, there was Christmas lights on the wall. I seen the picture.
That was me.
You put Christmas lights on his house?
Not at his house. No, those were candles. Anyway, then he proceeded to make some chocolate covered strawberries with cooking chocolate.
I'm not trying to brag, but was it as good as mine? Because I make really good chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, no. This was a different kind of chocolate. It was dark. It was bitter. It was very gross.
But okay, let me just say, while we're speaking about chocolate, doesn't matter if it's dark or milk or white or green or red, right, or purple chocolate, because they have all different colored chocolate we use by the wafers.
This is cooking chocolate.
Right. But like my grandma taught me how to do that when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Fairly to say, this is a man.
Okay, but it's not that hard. You melt the chocolate, you dip it in, you put it on a...
They were pretty. Aesthetically, they were pretty, but the taste was awful. So I took a bite, and he took a bite, and we both...
Did he gag?
Actually, I don't know if he gagged. He just said, yuck, I don't think I can eat this. So came out of the bathroom with a bunch of candles that said, I love you.
Now they're in the bathroom.
I came out of the bathroom, followed by a whole bunch of rose petals leading from the hallway to his bedroom.
That's such a long walk.
Yeah, it wasn't a long walk at all. So anyway, you know how we can say when you're 16 or 13, your boyfriend gives you a teddy bear? because he can't afford much more. That's cute. But the petals led to two teddy bears.
That's sing.
When the noses touch together, it's saying, all you need is love. Do, 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 do.
So what you're saying is you don't like the Beatles.
No, as I told him, I don't know if any of you out there understand the word kiss. Kiss stands for keep it simple, stupid. So I had told him that it was our first Valentine's Day and that
and your last.
Yes, and my last. And I didn't want anything, you know, I was scared he was going to like get me an engagement ring or something.
You mean like Dennis did?
Like Dennis did. Or try to.
And then it was fake. And it fell. And I wore it to the hockey game and the stone fell out.
Yeah, and that's okay. Poor Dennis. At least he tried. But this Valentine's Day, I got teddy bears.
I mean, at least Dennis was mature. I mean, he didn't have a lot of money to buy expensive shit, but at least he was buying a mature gift.
Yes, a cubic zirconia ring. Sears.
But what I'm saying is at least it was, like, not a child thing. Like, he didn't get it from the Walmart $10.
Right. No, actually, what this person had told me was...
I meant Dennis.
He had some kind of worker that...
What do you mean, worker?
Someone that helped him. I don't know. He had an addiction and he had this worker.
She really knows how to pick him.
Oh, yeah. Really knows how to pick him. Anyway, proceeded to smile and say thank you so much for my beautiful teddy bears that Kathy helped you pick out.
Now, helped you because she knows he's listening to this.
I got into the vehicle the following day and thanked Kathy when she came to pick me up at the doctor, the reason why I was in the city to begin with. And she turned and looked at me like she didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And she didn't, actually.
So you mean to tell me, on top of buying you fucking stuffed animals, he's lying also?
Right. He made up a story that she helped him create this romantic evening.
So romantic. Disgusting strawberries and stuffed animals. I feel like this is worse than Bobby calling and saying, can you ask your mom, how do I make this Kraft dinner?
Well, the worst thing was this. He used to say, I'm a man with a plan and boys are boys with toys. But he gave me a toy at my age, which might have been okay. For some people, I would have rather had nothing than teddy bears that I had to show this expression of, oh,
no one can see you.
Much. I love it. I really do.
And she's not that good of an actress.
No, I'm not that good of an actress. But I gave the teddy bears to my cat when I came home.
You did what?
I gave the teddy bears to my cat when I came back home.
And then the cat, what, peed on it?
She actually puked on it. And then I took it and put it in a display case because...
She puked on it!
At least it was better than not getting anything at all, right? So...
No, it's not a stuffed animal that your cat even looks at and it goes, oh, this looks like, oh, I can't breathe. This looks like a good place to throw up.
Well, cats don't pick where they're going to throw up.
Yes, they do.
And that the animals were there, the two teddy bears, one dressed in a dress and the other... I don't know if he was dressed at all.
shirt with like hearts.
Yes. Oh, yes. He had a shirt with hearts on it. Not quite sure if it was bought or stolen, but.
Well, I can say this. No one ever stole anything from me for Valentine's Day.
No, well, I guess he was trying to steal my heart, but that. The truth of the matter is, it was a cute little gesture if I was 13.
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe don't kick somebody's child after that and then expect that, you know, you're going to have a romantic relationship. Wait, what did Ray get you for Valentine's? Because I gave him something. Like, I gave him a fucking Kermit something.
I didn't get anything from Ray for Valentine's Day.
We were at his house. We visited.
I never got anything from Ray for Valentine's Day.
Well, at least he didn't get you a toy.
Well, he could have got me a chocolate, but he didn't do that.
Buy your own chocolate, like I said at the beginning of this.
I did buy my own chocolate. I don't need a man to buy me chocolate.
But, like, you don't need a man for anything, but what's the worst way any person? I mean, this is just, even it's more of a me story, and Dennis is in it too, so it's great. Well, it's not really. Yeah, it is a me story. What is the worst way to spend Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, I had been shoveling on the night before Valentine's Day. And something happened where it was very painful. And I had been experiencing pain for some time. Not just Valentine's Eve, but I spent Valentine's Day having surgery. Yes. Surgery for a perforated ulcer in the large intestine.
Okay, then we don't need to know that part.
And my dear Melanie calls Dennis.
No, okay. In my defense, I was terrified in a city where I don't even know anybody. And I was crying because I didn't know what to do. And I did call Dennis. And Dennis told me to go ask the doctor, the surgeon, who was like at least 70 years old, how many times he had performed this operation. And so I did. And he was like getting so pissed off with me. And then I said to him, is my mom going to die? And he was like, well, I'm not planning on it. But I think what he really wanted to say is if you don't shut up and stop asking me questions, maybe, because my mom said to him, I want to go to Ottawa to have my surgery because it, you know, it's 4 hours away. And he told her, if you want to do that, you're going to be dead.
Yeah, I was told I had 4 hours to live. That was probably the worst thing I ever heard in my life. But at the same time, you know, I kind of didn't really
care.
That's
nice. It's good to know.
Because I didn't believe that I only had 4 hours to live, but surgery went well and I'm still here, unfortunately.
Oh my God, that's awful. And so Dennis came.
Oh God.
First I called my friend who's gone, he's passed away, and I was crying and I called him and he was in LA and he's like, I'll come, I'm coming. And I was like, no, don't come, it's okay. They'll come. And I'm just trying to imagine him and Dennis in the same room. But that might, dude, how long do you think it took him to leave? Get back on a plane?
I don't know, but I know that you and Dennis.
Me and Dennis are so stupid. The day after she had surgery, we brought her some turtles on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they brought me some turtles, but I looked at the nurse and said, if you don't get both of them out of here, I don't know what's going to happen, because they were talking so loud and had no consideration for
the That's not true.
Who was laying in bed, pumped with morphine, aggressive like a witch.
Well, let's be fair. Were you or were you not accidentally pressing the morphine button instead of the nurse button repeatedly?
Yes, I was, but yes.
And my mom, so that was the worst way to spend Valentine's Day, but she was a fucking menace to the society for about 5 days. Like, she had a lady next to her, an old lady. I think she was 80 years old. She fell in love with Dennis. If you don't know who Dennis is, you have to go back to episode 7. It's called Is It Really Fun to Stay at the YMCA? And then you'll understand. But this older lady, she became upset with Dennis. And my mom was getting so upset because what does she do all night?
Dennis. Dennis. Please, Dennis. Come and help me, Dennis. Fucking night. I told the nurse, you better get her out of my room. She's not going to make it till tomorrow.
They didn't take her out, though, because the next day I came with Dennis and she's like, oh, Dennis. And Dennis was like, oh, fuck.
But they took her out that day, though.
Yeah, that's because her daughter-in-law came to visit and you said she smelled like a whore.
I did. She had so much perfume on. And when you're like sick and overly medicated, and you can't move much because your stomach is cut. And
you have tubes everywhere.
You have tubes everywhere and they're draining you because your intestine had ripped open and everything was everywhere. And even if Dennis whispers, you know, it's still loud. And Melanie was just like she just did laugh.
I was not laughing. Why would I laugh at a hospital?
Oh, my God. You were laughing in the hospital. It's not the first time you laugh in a hospital.
Why would I be where was I laughing? When Spider-Man was there?
I don't know if you were laughing then, because I don't believe you knew about that.
I did know about Spider-Man.
Oh, really? Well, you weren't at the hospital when that ever happened.
But I knew about it because you guys were talking about it.
Right, and but this has nothing to do with Spider-Man. Like you're.
I know, I just, I'm just talking about Spider-Man because secretly I like to have Andrew Garfield as my Valentine every year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he played Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield, if you're listening and single. Oh, he has a girlfriend. When you're single, give my daughter a call at 555-5555.
That's not my number, Andrew. You'll have to maybe, I don't know. We know some mutual people, so you can call. I mean, I'll see you around. So anyway, back to the hospital. After that lady got moved out, my mom decided that she should attack the nurses and accuse them of trying to, suffocate her. And, oh, it was so bad. Because
they removed the oxygen and I couldn't breathe. I really couldn't breathe. I had damaged my lungs and my kidneys from waiting so long to go into the hospital to begin with that there was no air, or at least it didn't feel like there was no air going into me. So this... I know all lives matter, and this nurse was,
black. She was, like, to be fair, there was, like, a language barrier there, and she didn't speak English very well, and my mom was like, I want the other nurse!
I told her she was trying to kill me, because the morphine alone was too high, and the oxygen level now was taken out of my nose. And I was warned not to pull the tube that was keeping my stomach open out of my nose. So I was scared. So, yeah, it was probably the best Valentine's Day I ever had. Because after that, I realized that life is very short and you should enjoy it. So I did for a couple of years.
So what you're saying is... that people should stop complaining about not having a dick on Valentine's Day because it could be worse. They could be having a surgery, a divorce, or getting a stuffed animal from a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, you don't need a dick.
You're telling this to a generation of people who sends pictures of dicks without... Do you know how many pictures of dicks I get without being asked?
I know. Even at my age, I get that. And I don't understand.
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
AIDS. Like, why are you pulling your pants down? If I wanted you to pull your pants down, I'd ask you.
This is not related to Valentine's Day, but my mom's first experience with a nude person online. We have this big, like, desktop computer thing. And I don't know how old I was. I think I was in like 7th grade. And my mom was playing Yahoo cards or some poker or something. And some guy in there asked her if she wanted to video chat. But we didn't even have, at the time, that we didn't have a camera. So he could only chat. She couldn't chat back. And he was like, that's okay. So I'm sitting there, and my mom, who is older than me, by the way, because, you know, she's my mom, she's looking at the computer. This guy is standing up, okay?
Yep.
And he's unbuttoning his pants. And she looks at me and she goes, what is he doing? And I knew what he was doing. And I'm like, he's taking his pants off. And she's like, oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no. How do you shut this off? Shut it off. Shut it off now. That thing had more veins than the Pope
had to unplug the computer.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people? They're sick.
I had to unplug the computer because she didn't know how to close the thing with the video.
No. It was a new thing, the computer for me. That was just like, wow, like unreal. This, like, very unattractive man, even if he was attractive, I didn't want to see that.
That's a lie. If George Clooney got on there and started taking off his pants, she'd be like, okay.
Not true. There's nothing nice about a penis.
Well, let's, you know.
It's like a mushroom with veins. It's kind of gross. It's gross, actually.
Oh, you know what? This is, again, off topic. This is my mother. I was on the phone with my good friend Matthew. And I don't know how this came up, but my mom's like, saying that she, you know, blowjobs. And she said she didn't know that it was gonna spit at her. And my friend Matthew was like, is she retarded?
Yeah, well, we come from a little different era, and I don't even know if, like, blowjobs were, like, a fucking thing back then.
Well, they must have been a thing because you were doing it.
I did it once with my husband, and it was disgusting. And for all you men out there, I'm not looking for one, so don't worry about it, but why?
Like, why do people just, like, randomly send you nudes? Like, if anybody knows the answer to that question, send me a tweet at a blonde who talks. Let me know, like, why? Because I've gotten several nudes from men and women as well.
It would be one thing if it was your partner, you know, something exciting. Well, if you didn't live in the same city or something.
You know, like if you were stuck in the YMCA pool and thought that the suction might be very exciting.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. No, seriously. Ugh.
Okay.
My mom didn't tell me about the birds and the bees quite properly.
Why didn't you ask your dad?
Oh, God. My father would beat red if you asked him something like that. And plus, I was too shy. I couldn't even watch the soap opera. If I saw kissing in front of my dad, I'd leave the room. You know, back then it was a different era.
And yet she left a porno in the DVD player with two kids. Two 12-year-old kids who were watching their favorite band on there constantly, and my mother goes and uses the DVD player and watches a porno.
It wasn't a porno, actually. It was a birthday gift from my brother, and he knew that I, like...
But it wasn't a porno?
It turned out to be, but it was...
So it was a porno.
It was supposed to be a movie about a judge. And
a porno.
I wanted to be a lawyer.
A porno.
It was a porno. I almost killed him.
What did you see when you got up in the morning?
Two young girls giggling and laughing. I didn't even make it that far into the video.
We did.
Jesus Christ.
We saw it all. I think I was 11 or 12, and she had to be what? If I was 11 or 12, then she was 13 or 14.
That was disgusting.
Traumatizing.
Why would you? I guess my brother was some kind of swinger or something, and he was okay with sending me a porno. So anyway.
Good news is he did it after your parents were dead.
No, my parents were not dead.
What?
My parents were not dead. I called my mother and said, your son just sent me fucking porno of this.
As a birthday gift, you guys.
As a judge having sex with these young girls in a van and
all. Why were they in a van?
Fucking no, but maybe a very broke ass lawyer or judge or whatever. I don't know. I really don't know.
Were these women prostitutes?
I guess so.
Well, I mean, porn stars are actors, but I mean, they're porn actors. They don't do what I do, but.
Well, porn actors, if you got to do it with your ass, you're not acting.
They are acting because, you know, all that screaming is not, I'm not going to do it, but that's not real.
It depends who we're with, Melanie.
I'm talking about when you're in porno.
Oh, well, you don't have to yell so everybody down the hallway.
Down the hallway of the seniors building. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we're not talking about Valentine's anymore. We're just talking about dicks, which is what everyone wants for Valentine's Day, or a pussy, which I don't send pictures of those, but I've gotten a few.
I don't know if that's really what somebody wants. Maybe like a nice dinner.
I'm talking about people my age. They don't fucking care about nice dinners. They think that, I mean, I'm not going to say anybody's name, but I have a friend who's like went on a date with a guy and like the first night, well, you know who it is. I'm not going to say. And then she was like, I'm going to have that beautiful dick tonight. Don't say her name.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Awkward silence.
I don't like her to begin with, so it doesn't matter.
To be fair, like they're engaged now.
Good for they're getting married, actually.
Yeah, they are. They're getting married, but
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Person number one and person number two. I'm so happy for you. I'm not gonna, you know, drop names on the air because I don't want to get sued, guys. I just don't. So I guess moral of the story is if you think that your Valentine's Day is terrible because you don't have a pussy, a dick, a chocolate bar, a fucking flowers, or a teddy bear.
You could have
two teddy bears.
That's like a lot. That's the best gift I ever had for Valentine's Day was divorce paper.
You know what? That Valentine's Day that you had surgery, I didn't eat all day. And I had this donut that I went to get at the fucking stupid, you know, the donut shop in the freaking hospital. And it was like a candy donut with hearts all over it. And guess what happened to my donut?
You dropped
it. No, I didn't drop it.
Dennis dropped it.
Dennis dropped it on the floor and I said, I didn't eat all day.
About Dennis is he drove 4 hours.
No, he drove it in like 2.5.
There's no way you
can. It was so fast.
Like, let's not exaggerate.
I like to exaggerate. I'm an actor.
Superman, he can't.
No, he's not Superman.
Okay. He came. Actually, we weren't even talking. We weren't even like we do stop talking. He left his girlfriend and drove to Toronto in the middle of the night to make sure that his friend was okay.
Yeah, and he stayed for several days.
He did stay for several days. However, I stayed in the hospital for more days than he could stay here for, which, thank you, by the way. It was nice to see him, and it was nice to see him go.
That's mean. That's truly, truly mean.
No, Dennis can really get on your nerves. Like, you might hear him in your episode. Well, just the way he laughs, when you're in pain... And on
okay, partner.
Medication.
Okay, partner.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. That's what I wanted to say to him. Shut the fuck up. Thank you for coming.
Actually, Dennis said it like this. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, that's.
You know what? I have a question.
Yeah, what's the question?
When Dennis was in your room and you were getting aggravated over about his laughing,
uh-huh.
How would you explain that to the doctor?
I would explain it like this. Doc, I am on some heavy medication, and if you don't get him the fuck out of here, I'm going to kill him.
Murder on Valentine's Day. That sounds like a good movie. I could probably write that. I mean, I'm looking at Chucky right now. It's not a...
Actually, you know what? I got to give it to Dennis, because how many men would really go out of their way and drive hours for someone that they loved, but wasn't reciprocated?
A lot of people, because that's called obsession.
Okay, well, still I have to lift my hat to him, because my boyfriend who gave me the teddy bears would never have done such a thing.
No, he would prefer to kick your daughter in the leg, which, by the way, I still have a scar. Domestic abuse is really cute.
Yeah, so cute. That's why you get divorced. That's why I got divorced, domestic and cheating. So blame it on your lie and cheating.
Oh, my God. Nobody knows these songs. You're, like, way old right now. You're aging yourself.
I don't care, really. How about this one?
Oh, God.
What? Oh, God.
Well, my mom can't sing, and I know what song she's going to sing.
Which song is it?
Cheater, cheater.
Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at Kelsey's bar.
Did White trash. Oh, yeah, I know the song because she's played it about 600 times. That's all the time we have for you and your singing and your stories. And, you know, I just bring her on here because I'm like, really think that these experiences on Valentine's Day are quite awful, or they would be awful on any day.
Well,
but I did veer off topic. Mom, it doesn't matter what day, how many days we are away from Valentine's Day at the time of this recording, because when people listen to it, it might be past Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, let me just say I'm about in.
Okay, we're not having a celebration here.
I was when I was in the emergency room on the 14th. So,
well, at least you went to the emergency room, unlike Dennis, who stuck his penis in a YMCA pool jet. And that's all the time we have.
Alrighty then. Well, everybody, happy Valentine's Day.
Especially if you don't have a dick, flowers, or chocolate. And you know what? As a matter of fact, in this day and age, if you want a dick, you can go to Spencer's and you can buy one.
Get two free.
No, I think it's buy one, get one free, actually. Okay. So there's one for your butthole.
No, one's for me, one's for you.
No, that's disgusting. Actually, every time I go in that store, she gets like all upset and she doesn't know what the sex toys are. And she'll look at me like, what's this? And it's like anal beads. And now she looks at the curling iron and she's like, that looks like anal beads.
People, keep those things out of your rectum because you're gonna one day.
Stop.
Possibly I have a lot of problem with my intestine. So I'm telling you, one day that butthole may not open.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you have your butthole closed when you have intestinal cancer.
You didn't have your butthole closed, and no, I'm not having this conversation.
I
wow.
A lot of people. So keep those anal beads out of there.
And also other things that shouldn't be.
Like, that's an outie only. Only because you don't know what cancer feels like.
Okay, we're not talking about
you
that.
You have it, so keep those things out of where they don't belong.
See, it's a really good thing that I called the show This Blonde Can Talk About Anything, because I start off with a topic with my mom, every time it goes into something else.
No, anal beads are, you know, Valentine's Day is a romantic day.
What's romantic about anal beads, to be quite honest? It's not even nice. If somebody gave it to me, if I wanted to use it, that'd be
some like gay person.
No, that's not fair because it's not only gay people who use them.
No, I know. I know, I know, I know.
I have friends who use them.
I worked with a girl who had a
remember when I said this is all the time
in her pocket at work, and she'd be sitting there smiling, and I asked her, what the hell are you smiling at? And she said,
her name was Karen, wasn't it?
Oh, girl, she said, you should invest in a pocket rocket.
No, you said it was a crotch rocket.
Crotch rocket.
Crotch rocket is a motorcycle.
No. This was a little thing that
it was
she got off of sex with Sue there. And whenever, I guess she really enjoyed sex.
Sex with Sue. I remember people would call there and be like, "Hi, my 5-year-old masturbating," and she's like, "That's normal."
That's normal.
It's not.
It's not. Well, maybe it is in this day and age, but
I don't think so.
If you go back to the 50s and 60s, this was not talked about. But anyway,
if somebody masturbated in my grandmother's house, I think she would have fucking brought them to a fucking asylum.
Probably. But if you're going to buy something and your girlfriend tells you, keep it simple, stupid.
Just buy chocolate?
Don't buy her a teddy bear. Come on now. She's not 13 anymore.
What if she is?
If she is, that's fine. But I mean, I'm talking about grown-ass adults.
And also maybe don't.
You know, you can buy them a t-shirt, a pair of socks might have been better than teddy bears that he pretended that somebody helped him pick out. Which, by the way, that's a great way to start off a relationship with one lie after the other. Kaboom.
Oh, you want me to get the sound effects thing?
No, I'm just saying.
You know, for Valentine's Day every year, I would just like to go to Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. Which burger? That would be served with candies because it's Valentine's Day. So it would be a Bob's Burger with a side of chocolate.
Covered dicks.
Yeah, covered dicks.
What would he call that burger? The penis? I don't know.
The penis and pussy burger. The juicy penis burger.
You just said pussy.
Well, the pussy.
That reminds me. I'm going to stop after this. But one time, me and my cousin went from, like, Ottawa to Montreal, which is, like, 3 hours.
Oh, crap, what they did to me. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you're going to get one more story, I guess. But all the way for 3 hours... We were listening to that song, put it in my mouth. I said, my motherfucking mouth, and you can just eat me out. And my mom sang it all the way there. And then she asked us, what does this mean? Swallow it, gargle it, yeah, and put these pubic hairs in your mouth. And my mom's like, doesn't know what this means.
I grew up on country music.
But you don't know what a pubic hair is?
Full disclosure, I did. The music was so bad that I didn't, like, it was so fast that I really didn't have time to. I was trying to be cool with these kids who had, by the way, went to the front desk at the Holiday Inn downtown Montreal and asked the desk if they could find out where to get their mother and aunt an escort.
Thank you, Kevin, for joining me on that escort excursion.
When we checked out, the guy goes, so how was your evening with the escort? The what? The escort.
We didn't call an escort. We called the chat line. We just needed to get the phone number.
Oh,
and we invited all kinds of men to the hotel and sat in the lobby all night and watched them show up and laughed.
And where was I?
Sleeping, and you locked us out of the room.
Why did I lock you out of the room?
Because they were downstairs picking up goldfish and, well, koi fish and throwing them at each other.
So your trip got ended abruptly.
Yeah, but it's okay.
My credit card got charged a few $100 for the fish mess. But let me tell you, the drive home was one of accelerating the gas very fast and slamming on the brakes every time they tried to close their eyes.
Why would we need to close our eyes when I saw a dead bird and laughed for like an hour?
That was once we got in the city.
And what about the bike? Oh. You're shaking your head like you still don't know why we were laughing or I was laughing at the bike.
I don't understand. I don't understand nothing about that day, especially how do a 11 and 13-year-old know about escorts? Oh, yeah, because
my cousin
sister-in-law was a lady of the evening.
No, she wasn't. Oh, that's true. My dad's sister was a hooker, but that's a story for a different day. But my aunt, or my cousin's mother, whatever.
My other sister.
She would go on these chat lines, and her daughter learned about it. And honest to God, she would call them it like every day. And one day she called it. I was like too young to know what it was. And she's like, this guy's like, I'm coming over to eat your pussy. And I legitimately was like, well, with what? Like, are you going to eat my cat? Like, you want a knife and a fork? I was so confused. But that all spiraled into me learning a little bit about things that I didn't need to learn about at that age. And sending a naked man across the street to my neighbor's house. And then my mom almost getting arrested. And if you really want to hear about that story, you can ask me about it on Twitter. And then maybe I'll bring her back and we can talk about it. And about my dad, his sister, she was a nun. And then she somehow ended up being a hooker. And now she's a nurse. So if you ever meet like a really weird nurse somewhere, that's probably her. And she's not really related to me. Like, I think she's, I'll say like Dennis, I think she's an alien. And she's not related to my grandpa that I talk about like constantly, like from the other side of the family, the weird side that I don't speak to for these reasons. Because those people think being an actor's weird, but being a prostitute is totally fine. All right. That's really, I think, it.
I just want to say.
Oh, see, we can't end this. We just can't end this. This is like the Dennis episode. We can't end it. All I was trying to do here was tell these people to stop crying that they don't have a man or a woman on fucking Valentine's Day, because it's really just a day. And you know what? There's a really good chance that, well, on Super Bowl Sunday, I don't have a team.
I don't have one either. And I kind of want to say, Tom Brady, please come back. Please come back. Please come back.
Brady, pull me closer to more Super Bowl exposure.
Actually, that's the one good gift my boyfriend gave to my my ex.
No, he didn't give me that gift.
Her the gift of football.
No, your father gave it to me. I just ignored it for many years.
Right, and then this person, we'll call him
Charlie
Brown. We'll call him Charlie Brown. And he taught my daughter the love of football yet again. So thank you for 5 years of football. And no, I wasn't with him for 5 years. So the football continued. So he gave her
six, actually. It was six seasons.
Six seasons. Well, it's because we didn't go to the Super Bowl this year. So
not
but we've had the love of Tom Brady for 6 years in our living room. So thank you for that, teddy bear guy.
We already said his name. I think I'll have the love of Tom Brady for the rest of my life. It's very painful, but I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to wear those damn Wizard of Oz shoes all the time, you know, and I was talking to this lady. Her name is Betty, and she's married to my uncle who sends porn's friend, and she told me that I should click my heels again, like I used to do when I was a child. So I guess now that Tom is retired, I have to click my heels and go back to Omaha, even though I'm not from Omaha, but Marlon is from Omaha. And my friend told me that I should live in the movies and go back there. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Take me with you.
Also, just have to ask, what's the best movie you've seen in the last year?
Oh, there's this musical. It's called Tick, Tick,
Tick. Oh, do you know the name?
There you go.
How did you remember that? Is it because when I put it on, you wanted to tick, tick, boom the TV?
No, he's a very attractive young man.
The singing, you said, him up.
I just don't like musicals, like all the way through singing, like no. But he's got a good voice.
And he is Andrew Garfield.
And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need a Valentine. Be your own hero.
Unless it's Andrew.
Unless it's Andrew.
I wrote a song. Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with Tick, Tick, Boom. It's very original. Stop that. It's very original. You never heard anything like it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, Andrew, I don't like your girlfriend. No way. I think you need a new one. Hey, Andrew, I could be your girlfriend. No.
What about...
Should I just leave the singing to Tony?
Yeah, Tony or the other
one. Anyone that's not me. Oh, you mean Hunter? Don't call
Hunter him. Hunter Hayes, yeah. Hunter Hayes. Shout out to Hunter Hayes. 1 year ago today, are on the 14th.
No. I think we'll leave the singing to Tony. I think he's a better singer.
Yes.
He's so...
hot.
No.
He's so boring.
No!
He's so goofy.
I'm going to give you like three more chances, but it's none of those.
He's a singer.
He's so...
dunce. He's so ugly.
Classic.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh my god. Tony, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry.
I thought you wanted me to say you were ugly, but I thought you were talking about Hunter Hayes.
Tony and Hunter don't look anything alike, and they don't sing. Both of them don't sing the same shit.
Is my type like a?
Neither of them are my type like that.
He's just a little boy.
Neither of them are my type. They're both lovely people. My type is Andrew Garfield.
Buying something, for Easter, because this might appear before Valentine's Day.
Well, it's going to appear before Valentine's Day because I'm going to click it, edit it. And
order
it.
Yourself some coffee from the Ignorant Gentleman's.
Oh, yes.
It
yes.
is delicious.
Is it delicious because you secretly think Baron Corbin of WWE is delicious?
He's bootalicious.
Okay, so you're looking at his butt.
I'm old, but not dead.
So I'll just get on the phone and let him know.
Sure, no problem. By the way, Tom, I think you don't look old. I like your baby face, and if I was 20 years younger, maybe I'd do you a swing.
Whoa, whoa!
Cesaro in the ring. Swing you around in circles.
Cesaro. This is WWE stuff. Check it out. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, my mom's a nut. I mean, yeah, okay, we got really carried away, and that usually does happen because me and my mom are, like, best friends. Well, so this is the relationship that we have, and we get carried away, and we talk about all kinds of nonsense. Although, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I get carried away and talk about nonsense every week, even if the only person I'm talking to is myself, or technically, you guys. I mentioned Bobby in the episode and his beautiful romantic craft dinner. But, hey, Bobby, my biggest fan, biggest supporter, you know, best friend. I have so many best friends, but no friends at the same time. It makes no sense. I would have Bobby on the show, but he's afraid that I'll embarrass him by telling you guys about all the stupid shit he used to do. So that's not going to happen. My mom already plugged the Ignorant Gentleman's coffee, but you can check it out at Etsy.com/ignorant_gentleman. As always, this podcast is brought to you by TB12. They just don't know that they're sponsoring the show. Make sure you check out BradyBrand.com and get yourself some new pants, because Tom Brady's retired and now he's selling pants. Also officially sponsored by Michael Solberg Family Wines. Fun fact, I keep forgetting to tell you, if you're listening to this on the host website, please exit and listen to it on, you know, a streaming platform like SoundCloud or Spotify or iHeartRadio or iTunes or anywhere you get your podcast. Oh, I'm on Stitcher now. I forgot. So on Stitcher also. Yeah. So check it out anywhere. That's anywhere. Anywhere that you can get a podcast. My annoying self is there. Next week, I have a guest that I'm so excited about. It is Sam Salem. And you might not know who that is, but he kind of went viral on TikTok. So he's kind of a big deal. He's a high school teacher and also a stand-up comic who is freaking fantastic. I'm just obsessed with him. I'm obsessed with his talent and his stories about high school, because we all remember those days. And I can't wait for you guys, if you don't already know who Sam Salem is, to discover Sam Salem next week. We will be talking high school and everything else in between. So make sure that you join me. If you have any guests that you want to, you know, suggest, or topics that you might want to suggest, hit me up on Twitter, A Blonde Who Talks. ABLONDEWHOTALKS. And I will take everything into consideration and I will do my best to bring you the guests that you want to hear from. So I'm actually going to close this out with a little bit of Sam Salem's comedy, because it's not really his comedy. It's just him telling a story. I really love Sam Salem and I can't wait for you guys to get to know who Sam Salem is. So, that song at the beginning, if you really want to check it out, it's, just MKTO on wherever you get your music. You can check out the main singer, Tony Eller, on, I always say Twitter, Instagram. It's just follow Eller, FOLLOWOLLER. So go check him out if you feel like it. If you don't, that's fine. But do check out this clip of Sam Salem being fucking hilarious, because he is like a comedy god and I can't wait to bring him to the podcast. Bye.
I overheard two kids talking in my class and one goes, "What did they even do before backup cameras in cars? Like, how'd you even see backing up?" And the other kid responds, "You idiot. That's why they had sunroofs." So I interjected and I was like, what do you mean by that? Why, what does sunroofs have to do with backing up?" And the kid goes, "You know, so they could, like, see the back of their car, they'd stick their head out the sunroof." What?